The attention of the European media has in recent weeks turned to Eastern Europe, which has witnessed a steadily growing number of refugees and migrants trying the overland route into Western Europe. These new arrivals in Hungary were denied access to the station where they'd hoped to catch trains to a very specific destination. But just because the spotlight's now on those desperate people hiking down railway lines, making risky border crossings in the dead of night, that doesn't mean that other desperate people aren't still making the dangerous journey from North Africa to Southern Europe by sea. Philippe Douste-Blazy is a former French foreign minister. He's now UN Undersecretary General on the EU migrant crisis. He has some radical ideas about how to solve the mass migration issue at source. And he just spent 10 days on the Italian island of Lampedusa watching the Navy save lives at sea.
Last Tuesday, we went to the Mediterranean Sea, and at 30 miles from the Libyan coast, we rescue a boat, 320 people on the boat. We opened the bottom of the boat and we discovered 50 dead bodies, asphyxiated by the gas of the engine. 2 hours after, another boat, 152 people on the board, and 3 pregnant women with spontaneous abortion. 3 dead bodies in the boat. Everybody was mute. It's a human beings. I think that we don't speak about that. It is a human tragedy. We have to come back to the Second World War to see this kind of atrocities. So, first of all, it is human beings. This is not like migration policy, flow of migrants. No, it is human beings. The second thing, I think that the European politicians make a short-term policy. But I think that we have also to do a long-term or middle-term policy. You know, 2 billion people in the world earn less than $2 a day. And you have the globalization of the communication, internet, radio, and TV. So everybody looks at everybody. So it's not possible to continue like that. Yes.
Do you think Western Europe understands the levels of desperation that are forcing people to move in such big numbers? Because it's seen currently as a political problem, maybe an economic problem, not a problem of humanity, as you described.
I think that I know that we have refugees from war. I know that a lot of people come from Syria, Somalia, Sudan, or Eritrea. But we have also to explain that there is a vicious circle between extreme poverty, which leads to corruption, which leads to violence, which leads to conflicts and civil war, and after that, extreme poverty. So we have to understand. I appeal to all the heads of state of the G20, Mr. Obama, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Merkel, Mr. Hollande, to have an international conference for a Marshall Plan, but we have to finance this plan. We have to provide to each human being in the world food, drinking water, health, sanitation, and education.
So what should this new Marshall Plan look like?
I think that we have to take a microscopic solidarity contribution from globalized activities which benefit a lot from the globalization. I am against the economic assistance, but if you don't have the basis, education, health, drinking water, etc., if you die under age 5 years, you know, you cannot go to school. You cannot become teacher or journalist or medical doctor. So I think that we have to understand that the international community, which is going to be during the next General Assembly, all the international community is going to agree, a political agreement, about the launching of the Sustainable Development Goals. You are going to see all the heads of state, a big press conference. Everybody is going to be happy. Where is the money? And by the way, it will be the same thing in December in Paris for the fight against climate change. Everybody is going to sign the political agreement. But $100 billion, okay, where is the money? So we have to move. We have to act now.